Billy Squire on the Dean and Rod Show, 7:06. If you want to win tickets to see Kevin James, you got to play Dead Guy in the Envelope here in about 10 minutes. We'll kick that off. We'll put the name of a famous dead man into the envelope. If you can solve it, you're on your way to see Kevin James.
All right, birthday scam time.
We're calling Jim. He recently ordered some socks online. The package showed up empty. It was completely sealed, but there were no socks in it. I'll pretend to be from customer service.
Hello?
Hey, is this Jim?
Yeah, this is he.
Jim, this is Richards calling from. How are you today?
I'm good.
We had a request for a customer service callback.
I placed the order for socks about 2 weeks ago. It finally came, and there was nothing in the package.
The package was empty.
Completely empty.
Is it possible that the packing bag had ripped? Sometimes those plastic bags get damaged.
Dude, it was completely sealed. No rips, no tears. Like, it got packed empty.
Did you open it?
Yeah, I opened it. I thought my socks were in there.
Is it possible they fell out after you opened?
There was nothing in there.
Maybe I could get you to take a picture of the bag and send it to me so I could take a look at it.
Well, I threw it away.
Why would you throw it away when the whole thing is under issue?
Because it was an empty package. There was nothing
You say that. I don't have any proof of that. Look, this is all packed by machines, robots at the warehouse.
Well, your robots made a mistake. There was nothing in
there. Watch the language, pal.
Listen, I just wanted some fuzzy, nice socks, okay? And you're telling me...
I have it in the computer. They were shipped. You've received it. You know, it's tracked every step of the way.
But I didn't.
You don't have a photo of it.
There's nothing in the package.
So how the hell do I know what happened?
Why would I take a photo of an empty package?
I don't believe you, is what I'm saying.
You don't... Is there someone else I can talk to that can actually help me? Because I'm starting to get pissed off.
Oh, really? Am I supposed to care about that?
I think it should. No, really, aren't you customer service?
I don't. I talk to hundreds of people a day, all right? Everybody has some sort of picky problem they've had.
It's not a picky problem.
It stops now.
You offer a service that you didn't provide.
What do you want?
I want my money back or I want my f***ing socks.
Okay. I'll send you some socks. I'll send you my socks.
Thank you.
I'm going to go for a nice long jog.
No.
And I'm going to put them in a bag and mail them to you.
No, what are you talking about?
A sweaty, stinky,
foul
pair of socks.
Cheesy.
I don't see what the damage is.
And if you're lucky, I'll throw my underwear in too.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Give me your manager, man. Give me your manager.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a robot. I don't know.
I'm a robot.
I need to talk to somebody that knows what the
Jim,
is going on. Because
Jim, this is Dean and Raj. It's the birthday scam from your wife, Kelly.
What? Kelly, what the?
Kelly.
Oh, my God.
Isn't she sweet? Happy birthday from Kelly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we hope you get your socks. We won't send you any. And you tell Kelly we called. I hope you have a happy birthday.
It can only get better, right?
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.